It's on.
Welcome to the Truth of the Youth podcast. I'm your host, Gus.
I'm Steve, other host.
And we're going to be talking about...
Our soundboard's not on.
What happened?
It's fine, but I just got to turn this out. Okay.
We're good now.
Yeah.
Oh, we good?
Okay. The first audio should be noticeably worse than this. Hopefully.
We're going to be talking about the events on...
January 6th. The world is ending now.
5 days into 2021.
I know, we really got off to a great start, didn't we?
Yeah, really.
So, obviously, for those of you don't know, because you've been living under a rock, or in like a... under two rocks, because I think you'd still hear about it if you were living under one, honestly.
Honestly, maybe under three.
Maybe. Anyways, no matter how many rocks you're under, you've probably heard about the storming of the Capitol building. A lot of people like to call it domestic terrorism, which in a way it kind of is.
Yeah, a woman died and got shot.
Wait, a woman died?
Yeah.
I did not hear about this.
You didn't hear about that? Jeez, you must have been living under five rocks.
I was trying to ignore it.
Dude,
she got shot.
People are saying she got shot in the neck, in the back.
You're really
loud.
I'm going to turn you down.
What happened was, jeez, our audio is going to be so wacky and weird.
No, I can fix it in post.
Fix in post.
She didn't get shot in the back or the neck. She got shot, like, right here.
She got shot in the back of the head. Bill Clinton, signature move.
No. So she got shot right in between the shoulder and the neck.
Okay.
A little bit, like, right here, from what I was told. So, that's where she got bit. Okay. She was in, from what I heard, she was in critical condition, then died.
So...
She was, yes, I'm not saying it was right that that guy killed her, but she was trying to get into a place, and they were obviously saying, stop.
The Capitol building?
She was trying to get into some room in the Capitol building.
Oh, yeah.
And she, like, was trying to get through a window in a door or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shot her. Now, what really makes me mad about this is most of the left community, I'd say, is saying, like, that it's... only one person died and a couple people got arrested, Black Lives Matter or whatever, for those riots.
Right.
Pretty sure they had to use rubber bullets and tear gas.
Uh-huh.
They had real bullets at this one. And so that just made me mad.
Okay, so, like, what do you think happened? What's your, like, your version? Like, what's
version?
Your... Because we've all heard the narrative.
Well, from what I've heard was... first people who were stormed, there was facial recognizing on it, and it was... guess who it is?
I think you told me earlier, Antifa.
Yeah. The people who, there was, they did the facial scanning or whatever, they found that people who were first, one of the people that was first in there, Antifa people. They said that, too. They literally said, we're going to dress up as Trump supporters and storm the Capitol building.
And it's not that far out. It's not that outlandish, because there was the Trump rally earlier in D.C. where disguised Antifa... disguised as Trump supporters, like wearing the MAGA hats and everything, snuck up on, like, frankly, elderly women, if you've seen that one, where the woman just got socked in the back of the head from out of nowhere. They're not above dressing up in MAGA hats and MAGA gear to literally just go undercover and
suck
assault
old
people.
Women in the back of the head. It's not funny. It's
not funny at all.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, it's morbidly horrible.
It's a wolf dressed up in a sheep costume.
It's wolves in sheep's clothing?
Yeah. I don't know, that just made me mad. I was just watching videos and there, that one popped up and I was like, are you kidding me? They used rubber bullets for Black Lives Matter. They used real bullets, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, from what I believe, so this is what I think happened. The people... who first went into the Capitol, broke in, got into the Capitol, weren't Trump supporters. I don't believe that they were Trump supporters.
You think they were undercover Antifa?
Yes.
Okay, I can get behind that.
Yeah. I'm a Trump supporter, and I don't like them. I don't...
No, yeah, okay. I would like it to be said that we definitely, obviously, we are... regardless of who it was, they did something wrong. And we do not condone it. Like,
I don't
if it turns out it was Trump's order,
into buildings.
Yeah.
I don't support riots, even a peaceful, whatever the word's called,
protest.
Protest. I don't support that either. You can get your word out and like how we're doing it.
Wait, you sure you don't support peaceful protests?
Like when a peaceful protest is...
He did air quotes on peaceful.
Yeah, peaceful. Because they were... I like what Donald Trump said. But what they were doing was they wasn't really peaceful. They were pushing cops.
No, yeah, like you, I can get behind that because where you like, you, I was taking it back when you said that you don't like peaceful protests.
No.
Peaceful protests in the Constitution, First Amendment.
No. I do support actual peaceful protests.
Actual peaceful, not actual peaceful in yeah, quotes protests where it's actually just a riot. It's literally a riot.
Yeah, I support peaceful protest, actual peaceful protest, but not whatever because I like what Donald Trump said. We are on our side, we respect and are with the people, the men in blue, you know what I mean, the police.
Yes.
And we should respect them. Please leave the Capitol building or whatever. He tweeted that, which you can't see anymore because they deleted he's off of all social media.
Yep.
Except for probably MySpace.
I would like to also, totally side tangent, but... I don't know if you know, like, a lot of people were moving to Parler now. Parler, because it's basically Twitter. It's an alternative to Twitter, but with free speech. Parler was removed from the Google App Store today. The Google Play Store. Parler
was and also removed. App Store, too. That's what I heard, too.
It was removed from both platforms.
Apple App Store.
So,
I mean, it's just getting harder and harder to see and hear what you truly, what your side is.
I guess there was, Because, I mean, you know, like, what are you using? A Nokia? If you have a different app store.
It's
I guess now you gotta make a free speech phone.
Yeah. They should. Oh my gosh, they should.
Well, I mean, I feel like it'd probably be not that great because it would just not have the best funding behind it.
Probably.
Because, I mean, like... What's the other one? The one that's banned in the United States? Like, starts with a Y.
The Japanese version or something.
Yawahi or something.
Yeah.
Yakaway or something. I don't know.
Yahweh.
Yeah, that's not. Yahweh is something else.
Some religion.
Yahweh is a religious term in Eastern religions.
But that's way off subject. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm aggravated because it worked.
Yeah, and you got like a couple possibilities. A, it was Antifa. They stormed the Capitol building first. And hive mind mentality, I suppose, that Trump supporters followed them in, which obviously is still wrong. But we can see who incited it. There's something to be said for the fact that they breached first. Mm-hmm. Option B is the fact that it was Trump supporters the whole time, which you're not a Trump supporter.
You're going against the law.
They may say they're Trump supporters. They are not Trump supporters.
Well, because, actually, can I agree?
Yeah.
If you can still be a Trump supporter and break the law. But I'm saying, if you are a true Trump supporter and you're going to go to one of these peaceful protests and break into it, I don't think you're a Trump supporter.
Yeah, I do not.
You're making Trump look bad.
I think you've lost the right to say that.
Day,
exactly.
It literally, it's so obvious. On that day, they were judging. They were seeing. Mm-hmm. And Mike Pence, snake in the grass.
Uh-huh.
I don't like Mike
totally,
Pence
it was,
anymore.
It ended up being the guy with the bridge thing. Bridge controversy. What's his name? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't like Mike Pence.
He totally abandoned him. I think he was maybe threatened. I don't know. I was very disappointed in what he did. Also, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump was. Yeah, he tweeted out right before his thing got deleted.
Oh, shoot. I forgot the senator. It'll come to me immediately. I'm literally looking at the... Republican GOP right now just to try. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I don't know this guy's name. He's the only one who stood up. He's I think he's a New York congressman. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh,
talking
I sound
about.
So dumb right now. His name he's got a really pointy nose.
Really pointy nose.
Oh, I'll figure it out. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm gonna Google this.
While you're looking it up, Pat, I'm gonna oh my gosh, dude. What is it? Talking more about what happened. I don't think it's over yet. Maybe Trump will do something. Pull a Trump card.
Wonderful.
Pull a Trump card or something. Although I
think it's over.
I think it's over. And honestly, truthfully, I thought it was over. Because if they scammed the voting. I thought they could, and I knew they could scam their way out of this. So I thought when they said Joe Biden won on the media, I thought, well, that's it. And it's kind of sad, but yeah. I mean, you always have to look on the bright side. I don't really know what the bright side is.
Oh, Ted Cruz. Okay, Ted that's Cruz. His name. It was Ted Cruz was the only one who stood up. He was the main one who stood up on that day and said that he objected to counting Joe Biden's electoral votes.
Oh, really?
He was the one who said that he would like a vote to discredit the Electoral College, he wanted the Senate to, because someone had to bring it up,
mm-hmm.
to get the Senate to even vote on possibly changing the outcome of, like, the Electoral College vote.
What's the bright side to look up on this? Because you always have to find the bright
yeah,
side.
Yeah, sure, I mean, we want to have a good note somewhere in here. Okay, it's only 4 years.
It's only 4 years, I guess, yeah.
He can always run again in 2024. Actually, did you hear they want to impeach him in the last, it's the 8th, is it? Or 9th? It's the 9th today, I think.
Yeah, they want to impeach Donald Trump.
Yeah, in the 11 days until he's inaugurated.
Yeah, I know.
And
no,
just
why?
So he can't run again.
No, also, so he, what is it? Because maybe Trump has something up his sleeve.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? I heard they want to impeach him.
Yeah.
So he can't run again in 2024 because they think he'd win.
What is, Kamala Harris president? I guess.
Yeah, she'll be president.
She's gonna be president.
Also, I don't see why it's like that. This.
What?
It's sort of like weird that they'd even want to impeach him because he's an elderly man. Like he wants to enjoy his retirement. He's a very wealthy man. He wants to go golf. Probably.
Who?
Donald Trump. Like,
yeah.
I don't think he seems mentally exhausted to me. I would be.
Yeah, I would be having literally the whole half of the United States hating.
Plus, like,
but
especially
he should,
to outsiders,
he should,
any
he's
other
up
country.
To it, though. He was up to it.
Oh, of course,
he would,
yeah.
And if you're not up to it and you're going for it, you should, you know, step down.
But, like, would he... I would not willfully put myself through that again.
No,
that's horrible. That's supposed to be horrible for your health.
He's rich and he's, He can.
He deserves to
have a good life.
Have a retirement.
Yeah. Hanging out with what is her name again? His wife.
Oh, Melania Trump.
Melania. Hanging
his
out with
his children.
Melania, drinking.
Trump
pina
wine.
Colada.
It
no,
probably exists.
Pina colada.
Wearing Trump ties.
Probably, yeah.
Golfing.
Something like that.
Golfing
yeah.
with Obama.
But yeah, Kamala Harris is president in a couple months.
Probably, yeah.
It's gonna be like that. I mean.
Oh yeah.
And if not. I mean,
will anything get done? Like, if he stays president for 2 years, nothing's gonna get done because he's just not smart enough to do it. I don't think he can write his name to pass bills.
Probably.
Like, he's gonna be on his desk. He's gonna be like, "Can you sign this for me?"
Kamala, can you sign this for me?
He's gonna have to stamp them or something because he just can't. He's like, "Oh man, that's."
yeah. Well. And Kamala is a big part of, she's a big rooter for...
She's part of the
Green
squad.
New Deal.
Part of the squad. Or
part of the
was,
squad for Green New Deal, Agenda yeah. 21, which we've already talked about.
We hate it. It's
we don't
very
like
bad.
It.
It's
no, we don't hate it. We just don't like it.
Well, wish death upon is the definition of hate. I'd say that's fair. Hate is a document. You're not a horrible person. You want a document. Anyways, that was weird, dumb. Okay. But yeah, Agenda 21 is very bad. I hope we talked about that enough. We're going to touch on that definitely more.
Yeah,
it's entire
I think next episode. So if you want to hear why Kamala Harris is so for, how about that? Yeah, next episode we're going to be talking about how Kamala Harris is tied in with Green New Deal and Agenda 21.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, we're going to cut this short. Emergency Flash Podcast. I don't know if you noticed, all two of our viewers, you know. If you noticed, we try to upload on Mondays. This is probably going up tonight. It is a Saturday or tomorrow morning, Sunday. So...
We got two... after this, we got... we're good. I think we should drop this today.
Okay, yeah, I'll edit it tonight and put it out today. Okay,
yeah,
that was just our take on
what's happened. What's the events that's happened.
If you have anything closing, it is that we are tired of living through major historical events. It's exhausting.
Yeah, I mean, it's so tiring and annoying, honestly.
Yeah, why
can't we... I'm kind of sick of it.
Yeah, why can't we just live during, like... I was put in the wrong generation. No. Why can't we just live at,
like
normal time?
Like, 19... 1967. What happened in 1967?
Where swine flu is a thing, and if you walk outside without your shirt tugged in, you'll die. Okay, we're done.
Probably.
I don't know.
Goodbye.
This is a horrible vibe.